Huntsville Station on 2 from Elsie.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to double check. I saw the question in the daily summary about the ice bricks that we used yesterday. I did not put them back, but I wanted to double check if there's a specific time. I was just going to put them back in exactly the same location I took them from. There were just two removed from that Melfi 3 Doer 4 Delta 1-2 location, and I'll put them both back in there. I can do that now or at any time you guys prefer.
Yep, that's a great location. Just put it back where you got it from, and we'll track that, and you can do it anytime today.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much. Thanks again for facilitating that. That was very helpful for us post-EVA.
Of course, that's our pleasure. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jessica.
Ground 2.
Okay, one go back. Can you make sure that you insert the ice bricks into Melfi after the Node 1 aft hatch closed activity is complete?
Confirm, after we close hatch, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Good morning, Andre.
Good morning. I am ready for water transfer, and I have a EWA number 1485, and a water resupply tank barcode is 00260655.
And Andre, is there a serial number on the water supply tank?
Just a moment.
Standing by.
Standing by.
Station, we can unwrap it and get the serial number if you want. Are you happy with the barcode, or do you need the serial number?
We are happy with the barcode. No need for the serial number.
Okay, actually, it's not hard either. It's serial number 24.
Okay, copy. Thanks for that serial number. That gives us a warm fuzzy. And you are go to continue in step 5.2.
All right, thanks. Step 5.2.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available crew member and 1 minute of Express Rack help.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we had a lockup of the rig at Express Rack 1. That's Lab Overhead 2. Could you float over, find the spider cable, and then press and hold down the pickle switch for about 3 seconds?
Sure thing. I think I remember what that is. I'll give you a call if I don't. Lab 1 Overhead 2 and the rig reboot. I'll do it now.
Thank you so much.
Station on 2.
We're seeing positive confirmation on the ground that the reboot is in work. Thank you so much.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, in step 6.3.1, WS compressor is unpowered. Go to continue.
All right, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for water transfer, and I'm ready for step 7.
Andre, copy. The start time will be now, and the duration is 41 minutes.
41 minutes, thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for EVA cameras.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Hope you got some good rest this morning.
Definitely need a lot more, but I will get there. Thank you, Amy. I was just wondering, I'm kind of anxious to download the photos from our EVA cameras, and I'm assuming that's going to come up in a later activity that we haven't seen yet. Are you guys good if I get those cards out and download them now?
Checking. And Station Houston on 2 for Jessica.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, we're wondering if the two activities on Jack's timeline that are flexible at 12:30 and 12:40 for the EVA camera DL and GoPro DL are the photos that you might be referring to.
Oh, yes, I see those now. So I will help him out with that just because I want to see the photos. Thank you so much for directing us toward that one.
Sure, no problem. Yep, we're totally fine with you performing those now if you wish or whenever today.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer. I'm ready for step 10.
Andre, the transfer pump is unpowered. Go to continue step 10.1.
Copy. Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Houston's here.
Houston, Russian compressor cable is connected.
Copy, Andre. Good config. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Phoenix Station on 2 for BioLab.
With you on 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, just checking if I have your go before step 4 of 2.511.
And Jessica, we would like to ask you to stand by for a minute or two, as we still need to disable our smoke detector in Biolab.
No problem, standing by.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Andre or any available crew member.
Jessica's here right now. What can I do for you?
Hi, Jessica. Andre was doing an activity with us just a few minutes ago for RST, the Yedive term, and we are not seeing a good signature for the connection of the Russian compressor power cable. So we were hoping that someone could rerun step 10 for the reconfiguration of the power cable. And that's the activity that's on his timeline at 11:30.
Okay, step 10 for the compressor connection. Yeah, I will pass that along or I'll check it myself. Thank you.
Great, and in step 10.1, safing is in place. The transfer pump is unpowered, so anybody can pick up in step 10 whenever ready.
All right, copy. Thank you.
And Jessica, Munich back with you as well. You would have our go. Let us know if you're doing the other thing first, or we continue with Biolab.
I actually am supposed to still have to do this handover with Andre for TQ. So I'll see when he is ready for that, and then. But I will be stepping into the Biolab stuff in just like 10 minutes or so.
Copy. Then give us a call before you do.
Okay, we'll go. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for resupply tank power cables.
Good morning, Jack.
The cable connections look correct. They are correct for the procedure. We can disconnect and reconnect. That's kind of the only thing I think we can offer.
Yep, that's what we're looking for. And safing is in place.
We'll give that a go.
Thank you.
Houston Station, your Russian compressor power cable is reseated.
All right, copy, Jack. We will check it out. Thanks for the help. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and another check.
Houston, you got Jack on too.
Hey, Jack, we're still not seeing on our end a good signature of the Russian compressor power cable being connected. Can you confirm at the lab deck 4 location that you hear the compressor running?
Negative. It is pretty noticeable when it's on, and we do not hear it running.
Okay, copy. Thanks for that report. We will continue to mull it over.
Stand interrogative. On the Russian compressor, there's something that's labeled power. It could either be a button or an LED. Is that something that we could try?
Checking.
Houston, from Jack, I got one more piece of data for you. When I reseated the power cord, it clicked twice at the end, and usually these don't click twice at the end. Not sure if that's related, but since you're investigating, I'll just throw that out there.
Copy, Jack. That's helpful. We're still discussing. Stand by. And, Jack, we're going to we are unpowering and repowering the compressor, so please stay hands off, but we'll take any hearing that you have if you hear the compressor start up.
Hey, we're hands off, and I'm getting older, so my hearing's not what it used to be, but I'll let you know if we hear it.
I've heard it can be kind of loud. And, Jack, we've repowered the compressor, so hopefully you're hearing it now.
Fortunately, we are not.
Okay, copy. We're discussing. And Station Houston on 2 for Jack, an additional troubleshooting step.
Ready.
All right, we have another power cable connection for you to check, and safing is in place. I can either give you a procedure with a figure or read it to you. It's going to be checking that the compressor power cable labeled 2 KU-band PSJ2 is connected to the compressor N XP1 connection.
And I'm looking at the J2 cable, EXP KU band power cable. That's the one you want me to check?
And it should be the 2 KU band PSJ2 connected to compressor N XP1.
Okay, and to me that looks like the first connection that you had me receipt, this is the other end of the connection that connects to the compressor box itself, and it looks properly seated.
Okay, Jack, yep, that's what we were looking for, and we copied that it looks connected correctly. Okay, Jack, I think at this point it'd be helpful to give you a procedure and step for the next troubleshooting when you're ready to copy.
And station, Jackpot 2 for that procedure number.
All right, it'll be ECLIS 3.708 for WSS resupply storage tank water transfer to WPA compressor troubleshooting. and we will have you perform step 4.1 only, and you are go for that step.
3.708, I'm doing step 4.1 only, and it's taking some place.
Three back.
Tin Station, for your troubleshooting update.
You're listening.
And held the power indicator button for 3 seconds, and there is no pale green running light that came on.
All right, copy. We're going to need a few minutes to think about this.
Okay, will we float around up here when you're ready?
All right, thank you.
Base station on 2 for Biolab.
Many questions to Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am back with you now and ready to step into the procedure.
Great. We had re-enabled the smoke detector, so we'll just disable that. It should go quicker than last time, so give us a second, and we'll get back to you.
Hey, copy.
And Jessica, smoke detector is disabled. You go for step 4, and you're primed for smoke detection. For Biolab.
Go for 4, and prime for smoke detection.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and compressor troubleshooting.
Jack's on 2.
Okay, Jack, same procedure, 3.708. We're going to have you perform step 5 to do some troubleshooting on checking the KU band power supply. All step 5, and you are go in step 5.1.
Okay, you all have step 5, and I'm go in 5.1.
Thank you.
Of course. You're welcome.
Station on 2.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Looking for your action in 5.1.1.
Copy. We'll put that to work and be right back with you.
Okay, thanks.
You're go for step 5.5.
You go. Next station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Alex, just a quick question to speed me up from reading all of these serial numbers. It looks like I'm actually removing everything that's in here. 6 is the total number of positions on the rotor for each side, right? So just basically take everything out.
And that's a good understanding, Jessica. You're taking everything out.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Alex.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for RSC troubleshooting.
Houston's here.
Both the input 120-volt LED and the output 28-volt LED are on in step 5.3.
Copy. Both LEDs on ON. And Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We are going to repower from the ground, so we'll have you check those two LEDs again in step 5.3. The input 120-volt LED and the output 28-volt LED.
Okay, thanks for the heads up. I will not restose on top of that then.
Okay, we copy. And Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jack and LED check.
I'm ready.
All right, Jack, we're ready for you to check those two LEDs in step 5.3 for the input 120-volt and output 28-volt.
Both of those LEDs are illuminated.
Copy, both illuminated.
Next station on 2 for Biolab.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Alex, I've got everything out, so I'm looking for your go in 7.2. And just before that, just one question. For the procedure, I am not leaving the lock. The lock should be disengaged before I close the door, correct?
And that's the correct understanding. We're happy with how it looks from down here, so you go to close the door.
Okay, copy, go. Thank you. Alex, the doors are closed.
And we copy and confirm. Thank you very much, Jessica. Have a good rest of the day.
You're welcome.
Two. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, just wanted to follow up. We don't have any further troubleshooting for you at this time for the compressor, so feel free to close the resupply tank bottom cover and put stowage back as it was. We're going to think about this further, and if we need anything else, we'll give a call for help.
Hey, sounds good.
Thanks for the ad hoc troubleshooting.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Melfi 3. Would like to ask you not to insert those Melfi icebergs back into the unit. I see you're in there now.
Hey, Huntsville. Yeah, sorry about that. I guess you guys thought I was putting in this morning, and then I kind of forgot. So I thought when we said anytime was still anytime. But sorry about that. What would you like me to do with them?
Yeah, hey, no worries. I owed you a Delta, and I have one for you. So instead of putting them back into Melfi, if you put those in JLP instead, and I've got a location when you're ready to copy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So still at your convenience, you stow the two white icebergs into JLP port 2, Charlie 1, Delta 1, Echo 1, and 1.0 DTB 549er.
Okay, and JLP P2 Charlie 1 Echo 1 CTB 5499, was that correct?
JLP Port 2 Charlie 1 Delta 1 Echo 1 and 5499.
Okay, got it. Charlie 1 Delta 1 Echo 1 5499. I'll do that now. Thanks.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew about compressor and troubleshooting.
Go ahead on 2.
Chris, good to talk to you again. We had some concerns about the RPC config upstream of compressor N this morning. So now that we've got the RPCs in a good config, we'd like to repeat a step, and that would mean doing all of step 4.1 in ECLIS procedure 3.708.
Copy. All of step 4.1 in 3.708. Once my prior operation is completed, I can help you out with that.
Much appreciated. And of course, the first part of 4.1 asks for MCCH's go. You have that go.
Copy that. There is a go in the first part. All right. Yeah, I'll take a look at that in another, I guess, about 3 minutes or so.
Thanks much. Checking.
Houston station on 2 for WSS troubleshooting.
Go ahead, Chris, on 2.
You probably can't hear it, but I can. The compressor is running. The power LED is green. So I think the upstream power reconfiguration has fixed it. What I will do is I did notice that I think when we were first taking a look, that cap had come off of the power button. It's basically just another cap that's something meant to be there that's put over the push button to prevent it from being pushed. I think I might put a little extra Kapton tape on it to make sure it doesn't get bumped off. But, yeah, seems to be working great.
Hey, Chris, we're good with the extra tape. We're seeing good signatures on the ground, so that's all good. I do have a question just for my own interest. Did that light turn on only after you pushed the button?
Hey, firm, the power light in the power button was off, and then I pushed the button and it turned on.
Thanks much.
You're welcome.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and EMU Water Recharge. When you have the chance, if you're looking to read up on something.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris. Got an update, some procedure deltas, and message 0403 for your EMU Water Recharge. Happy to repeat whatever you'd like.
Hey, good afternoon. Mark, how's it going? I'm ready to copy the deltas you might have.
Actually, to prevent you from having to copy a whole bunch, we've got a message on board, Jedi. It's message 0403.
Copy, yep, 0403. I will check that out and get started. Thank you.
Hey, well, I got the chance. Congrats on that EVA.
I've got the airlock and Node 1 cameras up, and you guys are welcome on board if you're not here already.
We are watching as we speak. Thanks for the view, and congrats again for yesterday's very successful EVA.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, and congrats to everyone on the whole team and everyone on the ground for making it happen. Appreciate it. It was an awesome experience.
Good to hear.
Houston, airlock on 2 for CWCI.
Go ahead, Chris, on 2.
Okay, I've got CWCI, serial number 2213. I would estimate it's about 30% full, and there does appear to be some air bubbles in it. I'd estimate about 3/4 the size of the baseball was sort of the size of the bubble, I guess.
Okay, Chris, good words. You can continue with step 7.
Copy, continue with step 7. And we actually had a question also, just a big picture. We didn't have a task to do glow photos last night, and we were sort of expecting that. Do you know when we do those, or if I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything?
We are talking about it. Airlock Houston on 2, Chris, no response required, but for your information, the glove photos are on the timeline for tomorrow. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston, airlock on 2, just a piece of information. I've got the blue hose with the proper serial number and barcode for the EVA wastewater. The red-yellow QD adapters that were pre-attached on both ends, you seem to find any matching serial numbers to those that are in the stonode. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that they're the correct ones. They're labeled EVA waste, but can't find any matching serial numbers. Just thought I'd pass it along.
Hey, that's a good call, Chris. EVA waste on the label is all we needed to check. Thumbs up.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie. No response required. This is your hand pass reminder with approximate rise time 17:16.
Airlock Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris and the helmet light camera assembly on the aft ETA.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris, we've got a request that you secure the helmet light camera assembly someplace to the ETA so that we're not putting any strain on the cables. Just to, I think you got the big picture there.
Affirm, it is currently secured to the ETA.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think I might reposition it once I'm getting ready to get it replugged in, but it's I'm just using the helmet light restraint straps and have it attached to the top of the ETA.
Thanks much. Looks like a good config.
It's been airlock on 2, question step 148.
Chris, we are with you in step 148.
Hey, just a question. I'm pretty sure my rebuzz are still on, and I'm not sure whether or not I missed a step, but do you want me to mate P1 and J1 with the rebuzz powered on?
Affirmative.
Do that and work. And Houston, airlock on 2, complete in step 150.
Happy, Chris. Thanks.
And Houston, airlock on 2, I believe I understand the config, but I am going to proceed immediately in step 158.
We agree, Chris.
Copy, thank you.
Then station Sophia 2 for HECA files downlink.
Sorry, I missed that last call. I believe it was on 2. Say again.
Sophia 2 for HECA files downlink.
Go ahead, Sophie.
My first step in the procedure, step 152, is to check with you that we had good download of HD EMU camera files.
Sophie, I regret that we are not yet complete with that. We expect to be done by the end of the evening DPC, so apologize for that, but good job checking.
No worries at all. I'll do it after DPC then.
Thanks much.
Very welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and the forward ETA.
Station Sophie on 2 listening.
Sophie, we need to make sure that the helmet camera is off of the EMU. The helmet cover is off of the helmet on the forward ETA, and the reason for that is we've got the helmet camera on, and we don't want that heat to be caught inside there.
It's removed.
Thank you, ma'am. And Sophie, could you do the same on the aft ETA, please?
Okay. Actually, the camera is not on the helmet, so I suggest we still leave the protection for the visor, and because the camera is detached from the helmet.
We completely agree with you. Thanks for the situational awareness, Sophie.
Well, no worries. We are so used to have the visors covered and so worried about not having damage to the visors that when I saw this, I automatically put it back. Sorry, I didn't have this situational awareness.
And that habit is one we'd like you to continue, but in this case, it just didn't work.
Yeah, thanks. Teamwork.
Houston, station on 2 with a low-noise dust collector question.
Go ahead about the low-noise dust collector.
Hey, Andre just came by and dropped off a low-noise dust collector for us, which we didn't even know that we wanted. And we were trying to figure out, assuming this may go to hardware trash or something, but wanted to check with you guys.
Okay, so what to do with the low-noise dust collector? Tracking. We will get back to you.
Copy that. Thank you.
Airlock Houston on space to ground 2 for Sophie. Just a request that you call us back for a quick action in the airlock when you're done with your current activity.
Will do. Houston airlock Sophie on 2 for Delta for the procedure.
Hey, Sophie. I'm not sure if you were asking me if you were going to clarify something about the procedure you're working on for the HECA Terminate, or were you reporting that you're done?
So I'm done, and you wanted me to call you for a Delta for another step?
Yeah, thanks for the call. So we've got to get the big picture is we need to get the helmet lights removed and HECA removed from the aft ETA and put into a crew lock bag. So we'd like you to gather an empty half CTB. I said crew lock bag. I meant to say CTB. We'd like you to gather an empty half CTB, report the serial number to Houston, and remove the helmet lights and HECA from the aft ETA, put the helmet lights and HECA into the half CTB, and stow that CTB in the crew lock.
So the half CTB is going to be 1265-1265. And in work, just a precision, the helmet mount as well. You want me to leave everything assembled, or what? Like, do you want me to disassemble? And then in that case, I guess I would need a procedure.
You can leave it all assembled and take the whole mount off.
Just copy.
Nicely done. That's exactly what we were hoping you would show us.
I would suggest 1.0 CTP.
We think you are the subject matter expert on this situation, so we agree with you.
All right, let me gather one, and I'll give you the correct number. You can forget about till 65.
Copy. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris. And the no-noise dust collector, possibly that's the no-noise dust collector fan.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2 for the dust collector.
Chris, we have a request that you give us the barcode or serial number on that dust collector. And then temp stow it. Let us know where you temp stow it. If you're looking for a location, we believe there's a lost and found CTB that you could put it in at lab port 6.
Yeah, it's a little bigger than that. I'll give you the serial in a second, but it's in some Zotec foam, and it's currently temp stowed node 1 deck 2. We'll just leave it there, and I'll get you the serial momentarily.
Node 1 deck 2 is the good location, and we will update IMS to track it there with the barcode or serial number you give us.
Houston, Airlock Sophian 2 for 0.0 CTB for pickup.
Looks like CTB 5124 is the winner.
Affirm. So how do you want me to label this?
Sophie, we'll just track the number in IMS for now. No label required. But if your preference is to label it with something, just tell us what you label.
And I sew it tends to in the crew look, as you mentioned.
Copy, thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the dust collector serial.
Ready to copy, Chris.
Well, I've got low noise dust collector fan, and on it says number 1607287. So I think that's the serial number of it. The Zotec has a different serial number on it. The serial number on the Zotec is 1903298. I'm assuming that was the one that replaced this one, but that's just a guess on my part.
Great job checking the details. We're tracking that the serial number on the actual device is 1607287.
That is a firm.
Thanks again.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for National Poultry Day.
Go ahead on 2 for National Poultry Day.
And Mark, I felt very jealous because I was the only one that didn't get to talk to you today, so I had to find a reason.
Well, I felt really bad that I didn't get a chance to talk to you today, so I'm really glad you found a reason. Thanks a lot for calling. How's life treating you day after? You feeling okay?
Feeling good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be out there again, especially to take old Chris out for the first time.
Yeah, that is super cool. I got to admit, I saw video in the gym while you guys were at the airlock just getting ready to get started, and I was wondering if I still had the right stuff to be able to do that because that view brought back a lot of memories.
Sure it did. It's funny because it felt like the first time again in some ways since after being like 6 years, right? But then, you know, it feels like you never left up here. That first view coming out the airlock is like, oh, yeah. Do you remember that? How, like, everything seems so much closer than the MBL, like particularly that first handrail and the wagon wheel?
When I was EV1, my biggest emotional response was, oh, my gosh, I'm going to fall out of the airlock. I got to hold on tight. But that only happened when I was EV1 and I went face first out. So nothing seemed really close.
Okay. I'm convinced that the pool dimensions are wrong, at least for that, because everything's, like, so much closer up here. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that I did have chicken for dinner, and I'm going to find some chocolate with caramel because there's some that Xena left up here. So I am satisfying all of your requests, and I'm going to call home. So I'm doing it all.
That is awesome. And actually, you guys inspired. I got some kids I got to write notes to about how incredible they are, too. So to make this a good day.
All right, thanks for your support today, Mark. And you did accomplish the one main goal, which was to make Jack cry during DPC. So, well done. You did it.
At first, I thought he was making fun of me, and then I realized he had lost control, and then it felt good.
Please, great to have a laugh, Tech. Talk to you guys later.
Have fun.